This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler tomorrow. Rich McFadden will be back here in his place today. Chris Jericho, the wrestler.
Okay, so you know I'm a total wrestling nerd. I was I was a little girl, so I'm way excited.
Mm-hmm. Excited is the word.
Way excited.
Later in the hour, Dr. Bruce Shanohoff brings us between the lines medically. Meanwhile, the continuing focus on the Redskins and the weekend football focus on the NPR dispute with the Redskins, not the FCC. NPR now says it is going to limit the use of the term Redskins on the air. Really? That's okay. It's a policy. They can say whatever they want, or they can instruct their people to say whatever they want. They say using the term is potentially offensive language. So they're encouraging anybody that works for them to refrain from using the term Redskins and refer instead to the team by its full name, the Washington Redskins. Okay, that certainly will fix things. The fellow who owns the team also owns a bunch of radio stations. They're being challenged by a rather restrained lawyer who makes it his cause celebre to make a lot of noise, call attention to himself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The FCC says it will not open Redskins license debate to the public. At least for the time being.
You know, as it should, actually. Isn't it their
open
job
it to the public?
Well, okay, do you want the FCC telling you what is morally right?
No.
Right.
I don't want the FCC involved in this at all.
Right. So don't you think if they are going to get involved, they should actually listen to what the public is saying?
Well, you'd like to think the government would be like that in general, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would like to think that, but it sure isn't.
No, it doesn't appear to be. And
if they started opening every complaint to the public, it would just be a mess. They'd never get anything done. Not that they're getting anything done.
They're not getting anything done now. Let the market decide if people are offended by the Redskins. I mean, if people are so offended by this name, stop going to the games.
Well, that's the common sense approach to this.
Right.
Whether that rules today or not remains to be seen. What do you think about it? Comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Some good news for the economy in New England. One of the things that's been obvious to me in the last week or so, I told you about the flight that I took last Wednesday, flying over the farms and looking at the leaves and how beautiful the colors were and how we were all sort of enjoying how wonderful they seem to look this year. Early frost kind of knocked the farming world in New England on its butt. And it's continued to make things difficult, certainly on my farm, trying to get everything done because the frost stops everything from growing. Mm-hmm. And you got to harvest whatever you've got, hay-wise and corn-wise and otherwise. The good news, though, for New England is that this year, officials say tourism is going to be the best bet in the history of peeping. They call it leaf peeping. Leaf peeping season. That's what the Brits call it, and I think that's sort of taken hold. This year, so far, tourists have spent $3 billion to catch a glimpse of the red, yellow, and orange hues. $3 billion. And every year, the amount of money now coming in is rising as people feel like this is a nice sort of vacation this time of year when people are discretionary income. It works in different ways. I was driving across mid-Vermont a couple of weeks ago, and the leaves had started to change up there. I was amazed how many people were in the ski lodges. They obviously can't use the ski lodges for skiing when there's no snow, so they use them for tourist destinations, and the amount of traffic on the road was unbelievable. So I guess that's if every area of the country has its tourism specialties. Leaf peeping here. Jennifer Starr is in Los Angeles, I suppose. Kenny, why do people come? What tourists come to San Diego? What do they see in San Diego?
It's beautiful.
Because it's beautiful. Sunny and 75 every day.
Every day, okay. You did see a cloud over the weekend, didn't you?
Show off.
Yeah, every once in a while there is a chance of a cloud. Mm-hmm. But usually they break up and there are city ordinances against that.
Really? Is that the case? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we have, in a matter of moments here, a conversation with Chris Jericho.
I'm going to try to maintain, Dougie.
He's a best-selling author. I didn't realize that. Wrestler, that sort of thing.
Dancing with the Stars guy. And podcaster. He does radio.
All right, so we'll meet Chris Jericho in a moment here on the Good Day program.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your local Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and expert guidance in good times and bad. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Long signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Is this on your iPod,
Dougie?
Is this on your iPod, Dougie?
When I get one, maybe. This is the rock,
that flip phone.
the rock group Fozzy. All right, Let the Madness Begin. Is that what this is called, Peter? Let the Madness Begin. Why am I asking you? I should ask Chris Jericho, who has become a rocker. He's a wrestler. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He's got a new book called The Best in the World, and what I have no idea. At least you think you're the best in the world at something, Chris. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, just not sure exactly what that is yet. You know, yeah. One of these days when I find out, I'll call you back and let you know.
Well, you do a lot of stuff, so you've had a lot of practice at a lot of things, at least.
Well, I mean, when I wrote this book, this is actually the third autobiography I've written. And
why does your life keep changing that much? Did you have to renew your autobiographies? How is that? You've written three. Most people are lucky to read, I mean, to make one available to the world. You've done three. So what's changed?
Yeah, Nixon has one and I have three. Kind of seems strange, right? It's not like I keep rewriting it. It's not a choose your own adventure where it's just more of a continuation. I've written my books as a trilogy because I had so much stuff to write about. But the one thing is, I think one of the reasons why people enjoy reading my books is because I never really take myself too seriously. There's always a grain of humor and a tongue in cheek, and that's why I always want to have something in the title where people can see, like, what? They're the best in the world. That's a pretty bold statement. And then at what I have no idea, then there's the tagline. So I think that's, like I said, the books have always been successful because they're fun, and I can always poke fun at myself because I won't sue myself and I can't hurt my own feelings. So I'm a good target.
Have you worried, Chris Jericho, about the whole business, the football players, soccer players, a lot of people who are wrestlers and boxers have come up with very serious problems as they've gotten older because of brain damage. Have you ever thought much about that in your career as a wrestler or since you've now sort of worked? I think you're still wrestling, though, aren't you? So do you worry about it when you're wrestling now?
I wrestle from time to time. It's more of a part-time thing. But, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's a very serious subject, but it's been addressed over the last 5 or 6 years in the WWE, that everything's kind of changed around as far as minimizing the head trauma. There's a lot of testing that has to be done if you have any issues with concussions and that sort of thing. So it's something that started in the WWE where the top foundation in the country called the Sports Legacy Institute, which studies all of the concussions and made so much inroads in concussion studies. The guy that actually founded that started as a WWE wrestler about 10 years ago named Chris Nowinski. So the WWE takes it very, very seriously and really has learned a lot from Chris and the Sports Legacy Institute. And it's a very serious thing that needs to be addressed, not just in wrestling, but all across the board. NFL, NHL, like you said, minor league sports, youth sports, but I think we have more of a handle on that now than we ever have in the history of athletic competition, and we're learning more, I think, as a culture and as a society, too, how serious those type of injuries can be and how you have to take them, you can't take them lightly.
So, Nate, you mentioned being a part-time wrestler, which is probably an understatement for you, because when you go back big. But this book, you started writing it back in 2007 when you made a comeback. And when you first came back, people weren't taking too kindly to that persona that you had before. How much of wrestling is about your brand and about marketing, really, more than, and how the fans take you, more than it is even about, I mean, you can be the greatest wrestler in the world and people aren't going to buy into you until you have that brand. How hard is that to reinvent yourself all the time?
Well, I mean, that's show business for you. You know what I mean? You have to have that connection with the crowd. It's like being a guitar player. You can be the greatest guitar player in the world, but if you're boring or don't look the part or just don't have that connection, you'll probably not make it. Or an actor, or especially a wrestler. I mean, it's 90% persona and character. And like I said, making that connection with the crowd. And when I did come back at the beginning of this third autobiography, I was kind of doing a retread character that I'd done before, and it was stagnant. It was stale, and you could see there wasn't really much upside to it. So either you continue to do that and resign yourself to being a secondary player, or you completely, you take off the makeup like Kiss did and reinvigorate yourself and do something new. So that's what I did. I created this character that was based on a movie, No Country for Old Men, the Anton Chigurh character, the kind of the quiet lunatic sort of thing, and kind of changed everything that I'd done, got rid of everything that people liked that I'd done in the past, and became the most hated man in the business, getting attacked on the streets for real and getting accosted, people trying to attack me in the ring and this sort of thing. And it was scary at times, but in the other side of the coin, that's kind of a standing ovation for a bad guy.
Chris,
getting attacked on the streets by people.
Yeah, no kidding.
2009.
You're doing something right, I guess.
Chris Jericho here on Good Day. Thanks, Chris.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sound I've ever heard. U2 singer Bono says his ever-present sunglasses are not a rock star affectation. He has glaucoma, which is the news, and he's had it for 20 years. Good Lord. I always wonder about that sometimes when people, other than folks like Stevie Wonder who wear sunglasses for obvious reasons, but people who wear them all the time when it's dark and, you know, is it?
They think they're too cool for school.
Right, yeah. Affectation is a great word.
I know
word
one
for
radio
it.
Personality who will never be caught without his sunglasses indoors.
Really?
You know who it is?
Lycus.
Yep.
Oh, that wasn't hard to figure out.
Take those shades off, Tom. Come
getting into these too small a business. Anyway, if you don't know what glaucoma is, it's a buildup of pressure that can damage the optic nerve, makes your eyes very sensitive to light. He was on a BBC show over the weekend. He said he had the condition, but he has good treatments, and he says, I will be just fine. He doesn't want people to think of him as poor old blind Bono. Well, I don't think he's anywhere close to being blind, is he? I don't see that in any of the information. It's just that he wears the sunglasses.
People,
people do go blind.
I'm sure he probably treats himself for glaucoma, because isn't that medical marijuana? Doesn't that help you?
Really? With God, you know, I think you're right.
I know.
That.
I'm sure he's got a card for that.
I think you're really. You think so?
Pretty sure. I'd bet, like, you know, $1.50.
I have some, I don't know if these are words of wisdom.
Please.
Whether this is, this is a suggestion that I came across that hopefully has some value to any and all of us when it comes, excuse me, to figuring out what it is that's really important in your life. How many of you give yourself 5 minutes a week alone? 5 minutes a week, just 5 minutes a week alone from the noise that comes from the radio, the background noise from television, using your iPod or your smartphone, in the car, wherever you are, think about it. Does the sound ever go away? Do you ever stop? And I'm not suggesting that I want you to do that when I'm on the air.
Do this in the evening.
But, yeah. Do it other than... No, but I'm serious. I've been thinking a lot about this over the weekend, how it is that it's important for you to give you some time.
Well, and to be okay with the silence, too. I think a lot of people are not okay with loneliness or silence.
Mm-mm. No, they aren't.
Get a cat. That's what I do.
Yeah. It's almost like the visualization is, if you want to imagine, get some duct tape and put it across your mouth.
Okay, don't do that.
No,
that's a bad idea.
That's a referential. It's not something I'm suggesting you do, but that's sort of what the imagination would bring you around to thinking. Tape your mouth shut. Don't talk. Listen. Just listen to what's around you. And that isn't what I'm talking. I'm not talking about lots of other people. I mean, that's another thing. That's a good thing to do, to actually listen. When people are talking to you, thank you for this, sort of jogs my mind too. When people are talking to you, do you actually listen and hear what they say? Are they words, or is it just noise, or is there meaning to the words? And then in turn, when you finish listening to the words of others, do you listen to what you have to say in response? And do others listen to you, I guess, is a question, because it goes both ways. But I thought maybe you sort of would gather your thoughts around this and maybe appreciate a thoughtful interlude. 28 after the hour.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's called the World Dementia Council.
This directly arose from the G8, the big economies of the world, saying dementia was an important issue we need to tackle more seriously.
Worldwide, there are 44 million people with dementia. Dr. Dennis Gillings heads the council.
It's a national crisis, but I think what's even more important, it will become an even bigger crisis if something isn't done, because the incidence of the disease continues, and therefore more and more people, as we have an aging population, will have dementia, about 5.5 million people in the United States. And this will double in the next 20 years and probably double again in the time thereafter.
The World Dementia Council's goal is to develop therapies that change the course of the disease.
So we want to stop the disease progressing by 2025. That's the broad goal.
Tomorrow, what to do to get there. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's a good day to get gone.
Your day program, 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, also known as Dudley, to those who are near, dear, and clear with me. People in the news today. President Obama had his credit card turned down at a fancy restaurant.
Oh, what happened?
He was speaking to workers at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington on Friday. He was talking about having dinner out with his wife. I guess I don't use it enough, so they thought there was some fraud going on. So Mrs. Obama paid for the meal with her credit card. But I thought that there was some... Isn't this interesting that the president gets out his credit card and just pays the waitress? I'm sure there's Secret Service all around, but they went to a restaurant. And this whole conversation started because there was restaurant's called Estela, E-S-T-E-L-A, in downtown Manhattan. When he was there talking to the United Nations, there was a photo of their order at the restaurant that they posted online. And then with that came some attention. The gossip began because the restaurant is run by a friend of theirs, and then but the owner didn't process the credit. Wouldn't you have thought that the somebody would have figured out this wasn't the best way to get the president to pay for a meal, no matter what? But you wouldn't. Isn't there like you send the bill to the White House or something like that instead of having him use his credit card? It could have been hacked. I mean, I think there's a whole bunch of security issues with the president of the United States using a credit card to pay for his meal. It just seems to me that's highly irregular. It seems almost foolhardy. Yes or no?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't make any difference who it is. Remember, I keep going back to the flap. It was caused by George Bush the father when he went into a store and didn't realize how much he didn't have a credit card. He went in just to sort of do an experiment in what it was like to go into a grocery store because he never went into a grocery store.
Didn't know how much anything cost, right?
No, I didn't know how much anything cost. And I made a lot of headlines, and it was really very interesting because he didn't have any money. He had no credit cards. He had nothing. And you realize the cost, what the loaf of bread cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a reminder for people who have cell phones or your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever. Those numbers go public this month, I'm told. Remember, all cell phone numbers are being released to telemarketing companies, and you will start to get sales calls. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You will become charged. You're going to be charged for these calls. If you'd like to prevent this, call the following number from your cell phone. 888-382-1222. 888-382-1222. Why don't we call that number?
I never mean to doubt you, Dougie, but is this true, Ken?
Yeah, that's the National Do Not Call Registry.
Oh, that's the Do Not Call Registry. Okay, right. Yeah, let's call it up. Let's see what happens.
National Do Not Call List. It'll take only a minute of your time. It blocks your number for 5 years. You call from the cell phone number you want to have blocked, so you can't do it. It wouldn't make any sense to call on this line. And we can't really do it. We don't use cell phones on the air, so we can't do it to demonstrate. You can't call from a different number. You got to call from the cell phone itself. So maybe you want to pass this on. This will take you about 20 seconds to do. Dial 888-382-1222. 888-382-1222. And it'll automatically take your number and put you on the Do Not Call list for 5 years.
What I'd like to know is I actually did that for my home number, and I still mm-hmm. get sales calls all the time.
I get them. I get creamed with them all the time.
Yeah.
Phone, the home phone, cell phones now will be as bad as your cell. Unless, I'm trying to remember whether I did do it on this line or not. I think I did, but I'm not sure. Anyway, there's a word to the wise, as they say, may be sufficient. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff joins us in a few minutes with Between the Lines. In the meantime, Laurie Holden. Jennifer, you know who she is? An actress from the Walking Dead series?
Okay, I know the Walking Dead, yes.
She's a zombies killer, apparently, Kenny. Is that right?
She was.
Mm-hmm. So she has now taken on a different role. She's fighting sex traffickers in her life at the moment. Story at DougStephan.com today. She was involved in an undercover sting operation to take down a sex trafficker in Colombia. So I'm going to guess from this that she's a Colombian or she lives there. Why Colombia? Why did she get involved in Colombia? Anybody know? I don't see that
because
here.
This guy was looking for people who they might be interested in.
Who the traffickers
sex traffickers might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. A group of volunteers featuring two CrossFit instructors from Utah, a door-to-door salesman, and this actress. All right, her name was Andrea on The Walking Dead, for those of you who are trying to, if you have that show in your mind. Let's see here. Story comes from Nightline, subject of an upcoming documentary called The Abolitionists, helping liberate around 55 sex slaves, as well as bringing down trafficker Marcus Bonshulde, I believe is his name. Holden's role in the mission was to distract the girls, some as young as 12. Ah, gross.
That's so sad.
While the team worked to get evidence against the trafficker. Sting was set up as a fake children's birthday party so the traffickers would feel at ease bringing young girls into the house. Wow.
Takes a lot of there are just a lot of sickos out there.
Yep, for sure. Speaking of that, to a certain extent, how many people use payday lenders?
I have not.
Ever done it?
No.
No.
Never done.
Thankfully, I haven't needed to. Because that's where you put your paycheck up and you can take out a loan against it, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, I haven't had to do that.
Two reports.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, right, exactly, or whatever else is handy. A couple of reports from the California Department of Business Oversight offer stark contradictions to payday lending industry claims their loans are a one-time quick fix for consumers facing a cash crunch. Excuse me for a second.
That was a big cough. Wow. And a sneeze, maybe?
I've been chopping a lot of corn this weekend. And
I guess so.
The things, the ragweed and things, the pollen. Woof. Excuse me. Anyway, so the ads you see for these payday lending companies are aimed specifically at you if you're going through a cash crunch. And I was thinking to myself, hey, that's about 98% of the country, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The reports
Absolutely.
Claim that payday lenders in California generate 76% of their revenue from borrowers who take out 7 or more loans a year. Can you imagine? They go in, take out a loan, and then they have to give their pretty much their complete check. The next, I guess, depends on how much they take. But I don't think you're allowed to take out more than what your paycheck
is. No, I think you put your paycheck up, and I think the paycheck goes to them.
Mm-hmm. So what good does it do you? You're going to pay interest and the amount that you borrowed. I don't see how this, I don't know. I guess I should know more about how it works, but I don't, fortunately. I haven't used him.
Some people need the immediacy of the money now.
Mm-hmm. People who are hooked on drugs.
Well, or they have to.
On drugs.
Or they don't have money to buy food.
They need to pay food, or they have their kids' tuition, or their rent. I mean, you never know.
All right. It's that's a common. I don't know how many other states. I don't remember. You see a lot of them in Florida and in the South. You see some of them in California. I don't remember seeing any in Massachusetts here. Now that I think about it.
They have a bunch of, like, check and go, cash and go. They have a, I see them all over the place.
You do.
Of course, we know my neighborhood isn't so great, so, you know. You see them a little more in those kind of areas.
Yeah, nice neighborhood.
Just come hang out with us common folks, something, Dougie.
Right. Nice. I think I did once. Didn't I come to your house once or twice? Party. Cute. Sample time for those. My voice sounds really hoarse, doesn't it?
I know. It's like you're having a little allergy.
All of a sudden, right. So I was going to do a live commercial, but I think I'll let Peter do a couple. And then, by the way, because Richie's not here, Peter Drahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington today. For those of you who keep track of those sorts of things, and not Michael, I am going to do something. I'm going to rest my voice for a moment or two while you listen to other voices.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your local Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and expert guidance in good times and bad. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to meet the dose today.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins us every week at this time. Doctor, maybe I should ask him what's going on in my throat first. Bruce is one of the four medical experts that we have on the program during the course of the week. One of the things that I like about him, other than his ability to fix my back when I'm in California and do a great job of it, his chiropractic website is 818newback.com, 818newback.com. He also has a very sage mind and understands things that I think a lot of people need to have a second look at or listen to, if you will. I'm just thinking about, I've in the last 5 or 6 minutes, Bruce, lost my voice, as it seems to be, it's the worst time, although now it seems almost all the time I have this phlegm in my throat, but I just couldn't talk a minute ago because of the, I'm guessing that it's all of the things that are in the air, but what else? Do emotions ever get into people losing their voice?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. You know, emotions and stress play a major role in, you know, manifesting into physical types of symptoms. You know, I tell you, gargle with some salt water. And,
all right.
You know.
I'll do that. Thank you.
And rest after the show, because obviously you're talking for hours.
Yeah, not much chance of that. But at any rate, let's get to what's between the lines this week from your perspective.
Well, you know, today you're always so nice talking about my practice, but I'd like to talk about the centerpiece of my practice, the non-surgical spinal decompression technology. Now, it's, you know, abbreviated NSSD, and what non-surgical spinal decompression is it's a non-surgical technology for the restoration of bulging, herniated, and degenerative discs. And, you know, true spinal decompression utilizes these machines with high-speed treatment computers to calculate and monitor the spinal decompression treatment curve for each patient as it's happening, which is to say that these are very expensive machines costing $100,000 and up. But the benefits are that it relieves or eliminates spinal pain due to herniated and degenerative discs. It improves the hydration of the spinal discs, which is very important to their health. It reduces the herniations of the bulging. And it strengthens the ligaments in there. And the reason this is so important is because standard medical care for these kind of conditions is typically epidural cortisone injections, surgery, and then finally the end point is opioid pain management. And this leads to 16,000 deaths per year from opioid prescription painkillers. It leads to $40 billion a year in surgeries and $60 billion a year in lost productivity. And NSSD can solve the same problem at about 5% of the cost of a surgery.
So can I ask a question, Dr. Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So I was telling the boys earlier, I've come up with this weird QVC home shopping network obsession, and they were selling an inversion table last night that you can do at home. Is that safe, and does it even work, or is it better to find a place like yours that'll do this for us and we don't fall on our heads?
As far as safe, inversion can be a problem because it increases the intracranial blood pressure of the individual. So someone who would be susceptible to having a stroke could initiate one on inversion. But the key thing is that while it may manipulate the spine a little bit, it does not produce the negative intradiscal pressure that is a part of non-surgical spinal decompression. The technology is unique. Traction doesn't create it. Inversion doesn't create it. There's no other way to get that negative intradiscal pressure that restores the disc other than through non-surgical spinal decompression.
Hmm. All right. So the essence of this is you need more education, certainly. When somebody says you need an operation, you need to stop there and don't start there and find out what the other alternatives are. And that's information in and of itself from Between the Lines. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff, website that gives you more information about what he was just talking about, 818-NEW-BACK.com, 818-NEW-BACK.com. Bruce, thank you. Good to have you here.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What?
It was a spaceship, and there was these things, these killer clowns, and they shot popcorn at us. We barely got away.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy.
I've never seen anything like this before. Have you?
No.
Well, that's because nobody has. I don't believe in UFOs. But if they do exist, then we're trapped in one right now.
Space
Harry.
By the Dickies from the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This was the big Halloween movie in 1988.
Hey, just calm down. There's got to be a logical explanation for this.
Nobody stores cotton candy like this.
My God.
I don't know how I missed this one.
No. Hey, Chucker, play the, Peter, play the first cut over again. I want to see if the voice that I recognize in there is the Dean from Animal House.
It is.
Dave, it was not a circus tent. It was something else.
What?
It was a spaceship, and there was these things, these killer clowns, and they shot popcorn at us. We barely got away.
Killer clowns from outer space.
There we go. Okay. Yep.
Holy.
What's that actor's name? Who remembers what his... I want to say Vernon... Was it John Vernon?
You might be right.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I can remember.
I'll say this. They don't make movies like that anymore.
No.
That was a very, very low-budget film. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, apparently. I might even go see, I would go see even something like that because it's just plain silly.
It's campy,
yep.
For sure.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to overview the big hits, the number one movie, the top five, in fact, in just a matter of moments as we review the weekend at the box office here on Good Day. Or not. No, I guess
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Hey neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 65-watt equivalent reflector bulb 2-packs by Fight for just $19.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, so, Chucker, what did well at the box office this past weekend?
The World War II film Fury, starring actor Brad Pitt, opened number one, doing a solid $23.5 million in business. I'll say this about the film. I saw it Saturday night. Brad Pitt, no doubt, is a solid leading man. This movie is intense and it's disturbing. It's meant to be. I had some issues in the first half, especially the midsection, which I thought sort of bogged down the film, the dinner scene for people who saw it. But I'll say this, the last 50 minutes of this movie is outstanding, and it's well worth seeing. Overall, I give it a 7 out of 10. Number two is David Fincher's Gone Girl. Word of mouth on this film is very strong. $17.8 million a week at number three, $107 million.
You said that was disturbing, too, as well. Scenes that are disturbing.
In some respects, it's fairly dark also. I know this has good word of mouth because I know at least three people who went to see this who never go to the movies who were told to see it by a friend. So that's
really?
Always a good sign.
Okay.
The animated film Book of Life placed third, $17 million. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, I don't want to repeat that, came in fourth, $12 million, $37 million in 2 weeks. And The Best of Me, a new love story based on Nicholas Sparks' novel, placed fifth, 10.2. Next Friday, John Wick, a new action film starring Keanu Reeves. Surprisingly, it's getting really good reviews, and Keanu Reeves has sort of been dormant in movies for quite some time. Maybe he'll make a comeback here.
All right. So there's movie news, and the box office, no surprises there. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Check him out at DougStefan.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.